This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, first name, Bernie Rose, B-U-R-N-I-E-R-O-S-E, date of birth, 06-19-1950, date of evaluation, June 4, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Swartz, the chief complaint, 71-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for left wrist surgery. The HVI. The patient is a 71-year-old female who reported years of wear and tear on the left wrist, which she attributes to use of a mouse, period. She was previously a college counselor / psychologist at Chabot, period. She reports gradually progressive symptoms involving the left wrist, period. She notes that pain is sharp and radiates from the wrist to the thumb and now up to the forearm, period. Pain is typically 7/10. There is mild relief with ibuprofen, period. She had been evaluated by Dr. John Theodore Swartz and found to have had arthropathy involving the involved joint, period. She was diagnosed with hereditary and idiopathic neuropathy unspecified. Next number, onychogryphosis, onychogryphosis. Next number, non-displaced fracture of the distal phalanx of the right great toe, subsequent encounter. Next number, calcific tendonitis, right upper arm. Next number, primary osteoarthritis, left wrist. Next number, exostosis, E-X-O-S-T-O-S-I-S. Next number, arthritis of the hand. Next number, wrist pain, period. The patient was felt to require surgery, period. It was felt that she would require left scaphoid, trapezoid, and trapezium excision with four-corner fusion, period. She is now seen preoperatively, period. She denies any exertional chest pain or shortness of breath, period. Past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, hypothyroidism, next number, asthma. Past surgical history, appendectomy, next number, tonsillectomy, next number, bilateral carpal tunnel release, next number, back surgery times two, next number, arthroscopy of the knee times two on the left, arthroscopy right knee times one, next number, left and right knee replacement, next number, left and right hip replacement, next number, benign mass left breast, period. Medications, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, lovastatin 10 milligrams NHS, Synthroid 125 micrograms daily, Singulair 10 milligrams daily, Zoloft 50 milligrams daily, Symbicort BID, Albuterol PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had kidney, comma heart disease and breast cancer, father had prostate cancer and heart disease, a brother died from cancer, period. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she reports weakness and weight loss. Skin, she has reports of rash. Head, she has had occasional fall. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears, she reports tinnitus. Nose, she has allergies. Oral cavity, she has dental implants. Respiratory, she has slight cough. Cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Gastrointestinal, she has hemorrhoids, but otherwise unremarkable. Genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Neurologic, she has had memory impairment and dizziness. Infectious disease, she has had recent COVID-19, period. She reports having been positive on December 23rd, but was negative on January 3rd, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/60, pulse 70, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 243 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal, the left wrist demonstrates tenderness on palpation. There is a tenderness on flexion, period. She has a positive Tinel sign, period. The impression, 71-year-old female with multiple medical problems to include that of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and asthma is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for the surgical treatment of the left wrist, period. She has a borderline ECG with sinus rhythm and low limb voltage, but otherwise unremarkable, period. She has no cardiovascular symptoms, period. She is felt to be medically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.